Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
After 20 years, the Colling Lake study area is still producing valuable information for scientists and the forest industry. Ecologist and bird specialist Dr. Aaron Bain has inherited, in a sense, management of the study from Dr. Fiona Schmigelow. Bird counts alone since 1992 amount to over 24,000 data points.
A lot of the experiments that scientists do these days, you know, are often comparative, and they use existing patterns on the landscape. So they might look at a young stand versus an old stand and draw conclusions about what biodiversity, how it might have changed because of that change in age structure. But in this case, we can actually watch it from day one, i.e. this was when a clear cut or a disturbance was created, and this is how it's evolved and changed over 20 years, and not have to sort of rely on, you know, the vagaries of patterns that exist out in nature to deal with the experiment. We actually can understand temporal variability, so how things change year to year, what some of the natural variation that is out in the system, how it does actually influence our conclusions. And oftentimes we can't do that with these other kinds of experiments that we often do, which are just more comparative, and they tell us a lot, but they don't tell us quite the same level of detail that we can get from these.
Dr. Aaron Bain says findings from the Colling Lake study area support a new forest harvesting philosophy called adaptive management. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.